The end of the sugya, Anachi Yusel Araya Hechi Masrina, Bav Siv Lefnei Iver Lesitei Meshal. The Ritva here, as I said yesterday, is Sakasha. Anachi Yusel Araya Hechi Masrina. We said that the derech of the Rayim was to take the animals into other people's fields, which is an iser, we'll call it an iser gzeila, maybe it's an iser mazik, whatever the iser is. So the kasha was that he has his own behemoth. And if he has his own behemoth, he's going to do the aveira anyway. So if he's going to do the Aveira anyway, what kind of Lifnei Iver is this? We have a rule in the Sechtes Avodah Zarah that Lifnei Iver is only the Trei Ivra Denara. The issue of Lifnei Iver is only in a case where without you he could not do the Aveira. But in a case where without you he would have done the Aveira anyway, in such a case there's no Dinde, there's no Issue Lifnei Iver. So here he do the Aveira anyhow. And since he'll do the Aveira anyhow, it's not Lifnei Iver. That's the Ritva's kasha. The Ritva brings three pshatim, three terutzim, three pshatim in the Gemara. Let's go through the Ritva, and then we'll come back and try to understand each of the parts of the Ritva. Ritva's first teretz, which I told you yesterday, is that even b'chaliv r'denara, even where the person could do the aveiru without you, and there is takano d'iraisa of lifnei iver l'seita mechshol, nevertheless, there is an isad rabbanon of misayeya yidei ivri aveira. The expression misayeya yidei ivri aveira is meant to be used as a taich of somebody who gives someone else an aveira, lifnei iver, in a case where the person could have done it anyhow. And that's aser midrabanan. That's the Ritva's first teretz. The Gemara says, a lashon lifnei iver l'seitei mechshol. So the Ritva says, you have to say it's lav davka. And the Gemara brings the pasuk d'araisa. This is the d'araisa, even though in our Gemara we're only talking about misayeya, which is a drabanan. That's teretz number one. We're going to come back to teretz number one in a minute. Teretz number two, he says, maybe our Gemara is referring to a case where he has no animals. You're the first person bringing animals to this raya. So the Gemara is saying, Anan, Chiyusel Araya Hechem Asrina, and how can we be the first one to give animals to a raya? Ya'iva Lifnei Iver. That's his second teretz. That thing on the Gemara in one specific case, which, all right, if he's assigned in that case, it answers the cash. His third teretz is also a chiddush. His third teretz is that you're only iver lifnei iver. Third teretz is going under the derisa. You're only iver lifnei iver in a situation where either it's trei ivra denara, like the Gemara says, or by chad ivra denara, if it's a vadai, he's going to do the aveira. If you're sure he's going to do the aveira, then it's aser, even if he could do it anyhow. Even on one side of the nar, even where he could do it on his own, but if you're positive he's going to do the aveira, that's aser. The Ritva says, you think it's not aser to put trei for food in the yid's mouth? Just because he could take it himself? That's sichos. The heter that the Gemara says by a nazi on chad ivra denara is in a case where you're a suffik, you're mesupik, if he'll do an aveira with it. You're not sure. A nazi says, give me the wine. You give it to him. Does he mean to take it to drink? Or maybe he means to take it, he's going to bring it home for his family. Or maybe he's going to take it and sell it. Anything could happen. So, according to the third teretz of the Ritva, on chad ivra denara, If it's a vada, he'll do the aveira. It's neiver. That's our gemara. The raya was considered a vada. Seems it was a sure thing that the rayim would do this. The gemara in avodah zara that says chayiver denara, there's no aveira. That's talking by sfeikas. And there was so big if he'll do it. That's the third terrace of the ritual. So we have here a number of pieces to the ritva. Now this is in the new ritvas, but it's also in the shita, in the shita mukubetas, but also in the ritva in the sechta savai dezara. So this it seems that even before the new ritvas came out, the Gemara Apostolim saw this. We're going to go through the three chidushim of the ritva. There are three parts to the ritva which are chidush, and each one of the three is brought down by at least some poskim lahalacha. So we're going to go through the three nekudas of the ritva that are the chidush. The first nekuda is his kasha. His kasha was, if you have animals anyway, it's not lishnei iver. That was his kasha. Okay, we're starting again from the beginning. The first point was, he has the kasha. If you have animals anyway, it's not lishnei iver. So yesterday, we had this problem that you were ma'ir. That why isn't it lishnei iver? Till now, we had 100 animals. And he would have done gezeila. 100 animals would have eaten someone else's grass. Now he has 110 animals. You give him 10. Now he has 110. Now he's going to do another aveira. The other 10 animals are going to eat. So, what's shot in the ritva? The ritva seems to say that's all the same. If you're going to steal with 100 animals, or steal with 110 animals, it's all the same. It's not a bigger issa geneva. So we had a hard time yesterday understanding what's going on with this ritva. What's pshat? If I steal $100 or $110, it's the same thing. You think it's the same? Someone that must have heard that it's all the same. Yet, the ritva says it. So I saw in the Igros Moshe, this is in Arachayim Chelek Beis, Tshuva Pei, Chiddush Otzum. Rav Moshe there is dealing with the following shaila. The case was a person had owned an apartment building. The apartment building had an elevator. And it had an elevator man. A mall, they used to have elevator men. There's an elevator stood there. The man stood there and you got in and he pushed the button for you. So it had a guy that was an elevator man, and they were frying in the building. And they were using the elevator on Shabbos. But Lamaisa, they were over on Amir al-Akam. They were telling the guy to push the button. The owner of the apartment house wanted now to do away with the elevator man. No more elevator man. Let everyone push their own buttons. Why they want that elevator man, I don't know. But whatever the reason was, he said, I want to fight elevator man. Now have everyone to push their own buttons. Problem is that he's asking Rav Moshe, L'chayrith L'sneiver. Because now these Yidden, until now, they were going into an elevator. Okay, they were doing it through a guy. But a guy is much less chamor. Amir al-Akum is less chamor. Now they're going to go into the elevator. They're going to push a button themselves. They're going to push a button themselves. So it's L'sneiver. I'm giving them an elevator to use. And to just... rent the apartment building only to Goyim and not let any Yidden in. He says it's not a practical thing to send away all the Yidden. What? Why are you losing? Losing money about the hire this person. Well, you don't have to hire a guy. You just have to shut down the elevator. There's no head. He shut down the elevator. What are you going to do? If it's awesome, it's awesome. The question isn't, you're right, the question isn't could you fire the elevator? The question is, are you allowed to have an elevator?
It's true. So
the question isn't the elevator man. That's just the story. The question is, am I allowed to have an elevator in a building with Chef Ryan?
You have to have
an apartment
also. They're going to turn on lights in your apartment that you rent.
They're going to turn on lights in my apartment also.
Shouldn't
be allowed to rent to fry a person since you have to turn on lights. So what's the heck to rent to a fry a person that isn't turn on lights? You have a stove? What about the stove? It's my stove.
Yeah, but
usually the landlord
owns
the stove. So maybe I shouldn't rent to him. How can I rent to Fry Yid?
You're not controlling the gas that he gets.
But I'm renting him a thing that he's going to use in Shabbos.
You're renting him the stove.
He's going to use it on Shabbos.
Can't use it unless he's paying himself for it.
He doesn't pay for the gas,
so
he doesn't have gas.
So
he's not using
it. Yeah, he's using my thing. They're gone forever. As Rav Moshe writes, the Iker of the Tshuva, he refers back to a chiddush he wrote in a previous Tshuva, that something that's Ikrai is not for an Aveira. Something like a pot. He says, how could a hardware store sell a pot to a fry yid? The yid's going to cook on Shabbos. Fry yid, I'm still going to cook on Shabbos. So Moshe there writes a chiddush, he brings a raya from a Mishnah in Shviyas, that the aveira of lifnei iver, of giving something to a guy, is only in a situation where the guy, to a fry yid, is only where its ikar use is for an aveira. If you give him something whose main use is to do an aveira, so that's oster. That's oster out plusnei either. But if you give him something whose you use it all week, just to use the Shabbos too, that's not lifnei either. The fact that what you give him, he'll use hakisa firewood to fry. They'll burn on Shabbos also, as long as it's not something that's designated for an Aveira Dafka, Ramosha says it's mutter. That's what he writes. What?
Everything is.
No. There are certain things that you would give a person, Dafka, that he'll use on Shabbos. Let's say you sell someone treifus. So treifus is used only for an Aveira. You give a nazir wine, it's used only for an Aveira. Or on Shabbos, if you would give him something to take home, that's the favor.
But,
you see, the point isn't the elevator man as much as the elevator, but, okay. If you would have an elevator, everyone's only on Shabbos.
No, elevator man.
Okay. So that's Ramesh's main heter. Then he adds, like it's a sniff, a pella, he brings our ritva. He doesn't call it a ritva, he calls it Shita Mukubetzes. He brings it, and he says that besides, sometimes a person goes into the elevator and he's smoking a cigarette anyway. So if he's smoking a cigarette, and then while he's smoking the cigarette, he pushes the button. He says, that's not lifnei iver. Because the ritva says that if you're doing one aveira, and you give him to do a second aveira at the same time, that's not lifnei iver. What did our ritva say? You give him, he has 100 animals. You give him 10 more animals. That's not lifnei iver. So same thing. If you have a yid who's smoking a cigarette on Shabbos anyway, so now you tell him, you give him a malacha to do. So what's the aveira? It's not, it's an aveira, but it's not lifnei iver. Giving him more aveiras to do at the same time, that's not lifnei iver. You see that from the Shitum Kubetzas on Bava Metzia Daf Hayam Yibetz. You hear what he says?
He's saying it's not
Yitzela,
but it's not
Yitzela. Say both a Havara, maybe, right?
He's saying the Ritva means that it's more Yitzela. The Ritva knows it's more Yitzela.
That's what Ramesh is saying. The Ritva knows it's more Yitzela. He has 100 animals, he has 110, it's more Yitzela. But lifnei iver is if you take a person who's not doing an Aveira, and now he does an Aveira because of you. But if you take a person who's doing an Aveira anyway, And now he's doing additional Averis, that's not Lifnei Iver. Sir Moshe is that as a tziruf. Mustam, what he means. I hear. Rav Moshe adds it as a tziruf, but I hear what you're saying. But the words themselves, chiddush, you know, it comes out if you know a yid who's going shopping anyway on Shabbos. He's going to go shopping anyway. He's going to buy things. He's going to carry it on. So for you to tell him to buy, to do malacha for you, you're not allowed. So about no. But let's say you'll tell him, oh, you know, something else is on sale. Buy that too. So it's not listening either. So he's buying anyway. He'll buy one more thing. He'll carry one more thing. To me, it's a mind-boggling thing that he's doing a malacha anyway. So he's doing one malacha anyway. I'll do another malacha. There's no problem. It's even two different meisim. One's smoking and the other's pushing a button. It's even bigger chiddush than the ritva. I don't know what to make of it. If you look at the Rav Moshe and you understand it better than me, I appreciate it. But that's the additional aver.
But the point is the aver is still happening. It's
hard. But in the Ritva's case, maybe he's stealing 100, he's stealing 110. But he's smoking, he's pushing a button. It's a different thing.
Maybe over there,
very much like
Misa
anyway.
Like Misa anyway.
So dead people know the favor. It doesn't have to be at the same time. He's basing on the Ritva. I don't understand it. I mean, I was happy I saw her. Moshe brings it. Moshe talks about it. I thought we'll have shot. And then when I finished it with Moshe, I was more confused than when I started. I don't understand. If the Iver is that you can't. And we had two pshayil. If the Iver is ben ola chaveira, that you can't give someone an avera to do. So now who cares if he's doing an avera anyway? It's ben ola chaveira. You can't give him an avera to do. Or it's ben ola makim. You can't make averas happen in the world. You're making another avera happen in the world. I don't understand it. It's a difficult, the whole thing's very hard.
Is
Lucy even
telling if the guy actually gets an avera, or that they do something that the guy normally would be an avera, but the guy can put a situation where he wouldn't get an avera for that?
If he's doing something because the fash is, let's say, which is a mitzvah, he's supposed to do it, then you're right, there's no avera. But if he's a tinnik shanishpa, he's still a tinnivir. Even if he's a tinnik shanishpa. And you have to remember, Moshe's talking about people from who would be a tinnivir. Just if they're smoking, it makes it a little better. So.
The Rishu doesn't hold that Moshe does not be either. Because the third tenet was that Israel thinks he was give one.
Yeah, the first two tenets don't seem to hold that way. We'll get the third tenet in the first. Alright, that's the kuda number one. The kuda number two is the first teretz of the Ritva, which is taka very big side. That there's an issa d'rabbanan called Nisayaya Yigalei Re'aveira. There's no makar in Shas for this issa, it's all in Rishayim. That there's an issa d'rabbanan of Nisayaya Yigalei Re'aveira. The best known makar that's brought down for this is Nisech Shabbos, Taf Gimel Amid Aleph. Gemara Masechta Shabbos goes on the first Mishnah. Mishnah says that if you have an ani outside who asks you for some food, and the yid who's inside picks up food on Shabbos from Rishus Sayachit, and he puts it down in the Rishus Rabin in the ani's hand, Haba Abai is chayiv. The man in the house who gave the tzedakah is chayiv. He did an akira Rishus Sayachit. He picked something up in Rishus Sayachit. He put it down in Rishus Rabin. He's chayiv. And the ani is potter. The ani on the outside is potter. So the Gemara said, that's in the Mishnah. The Gemara says, potter umutter. It means, not only is he potter from a punishment, but mutter, he didn't do anything wrong. So Tosfos asks the kasha, he says, what do you mean? He's misayaya yedei avraham. He is, it's true, the Baal Bayis could do it without it. It's not a favor. But Lamaisa, he's causing it to happen. He's telling him, give it to me. So Frek Tosfos, the Ani is a misayaya yedei avraham. And the Rosh is the same kasha, it's a misayaya. So the Gemara Tosfos answers is talking by an Ani Nachri, that the Ani is a guy, so he's not over any. But that's the case where it's mutter. But Achinami will be a Jewish Ani, will be Asrath Messiah. That's what Tosfos says. So Mishnah didn't come to tell us that. The Mishnah came to tell us the Baal Bayis is Chayim. Just so because the Mishnah is the structure of the Mishnah, has cases where the Ani is has this their Isos, cases where the Ani has this their Rabbanu, and cases where the Ani is not over any.
So
in Achinami. So Tosfos says in this case it means he's when the Gemara says Pater Mater, it means he's not Avraham. Say if he's a guy. But the point is, Tosfos says if he's a yid, there's a nisa misayeh. There's a nisa misayeh, even though the other person could have done it anyway. Tosfos in Avodah Zarah seems to hold that there's no din misayeh. Tosfos himself in Avodah Zarah in the sugya of Davav says that if it's chad ivra dinara, it's mutar lechatchila. So the Ramah asks the stira of the two Tosfos. Tosfos in Shabbos, which is like our ritva, says there's an issa misayeh. Tosfos in Avodah Zarah says it's mutar. So the Ramah says it's a machlokes. Machlokes two Tosfos. Tosfos Avodah Zarah, Tosfos in Shabbos. And it's a machlokes if there's an issa misayeh. The Shach says there is no machlokes. He says it can't be a machlokes. Because two Tosfos can argue, they're different Baalei Tosfos. But the Rosh in Masechta Shabbos says the same as Tosfos. And the Rosh in Masechta Avodah Zarah says the same as Tosfos there. So the Rosh, look the Shach, you can't say it's a machlokes, the Rosh against the Rosh. Therefore the Shach has a klal of misayeya. That misayeya is only aser to a frumayid. Misayeya to a mummer, to a frayid, is no iser misayeya. Lifne'iva there is sign of frumayid, sign of frayid. But this iser misayeya, which Tosfos and the Ritva Mechadish, is only aser to a frum person. It's not oster to a friar person, to a person who's over averus lahachil b'mezid anyway. That's the Shas klal, and then the Behuda paskins that way. And l'maisa halacha l'maisa, it's a very big important kula. So in the Avodah Zarah, where it says there's no issa, it's talking about a mummer. It's not talking there about even about a guy. It's talking about even by guy. There it's talking by a mummer or by a guy, giving a guy something that will use for Avodah Zarah. So there, it's in Masechta Avodah Zarah, it's mutter, because it's talking by a mummer or a guy. Masechta Shabbos, or here in the Ritva Bayas, it's talking about a frumiyid. Frumiyid, there's an issa misayeh. Now this klal of the Shach is machlokes. It's a subject that also Chayil came on it. Morgan Avram disagrees. Morgan Avram in the Shabbos disagrees. But the Shach is an important klal in Dinei Misayeya. The Marshal, the Shach is in Kuf Nun Aleph. You should know Lifnei Iver is a Rabbanish set of halachas. Rabbanim always have Lifnei Iver Shailas. It comes up a lot. It's only one thing, Shas, it's only small sugis. But the Shailas come up all the time. L'mashal, a lawyer, has a Shaila about drawing up a contract for someone who's a yid, which involves doing aveiros. He's drawing up a contract, let's say, to work on Shabbos. We're drawing up a contract to pay rivers. We're drawing up a contract to do things that are pitayra gezeila, maybe pitina de machusa on that. To draw up such contracts, is a lawyer allowed to draw up such a contract? Now, if he's the only lawyer in the world that knows how to do this, it's a neiver, it's a deraisa, no shayla. But usually, another lawyer could do it too. If you don't do it, he'll get another lawyer to do it. For this lawyer to do it, is it nisayaya? So you can't be a lawyer today without the shach. Any lawyer is involved in drawing up contracts. Most contracts today have ribis. So most contracts say, if you don't pay on time, you have to pay 5%, 10% late fee. Most contracts have ribis. And the way it's mutter is because of this klal of the shach, that by a person who's not from, there's no iser of misayaya. It is lufneiver, it will be aser. But the drabbanan misayaya is not aser by a mutter. That's this heading. So therefore, a lawyer could draw up such a contract. It's misayaya. If he doesn't do it, someone else will do it. And by fry yidin, it's mutter. By from yidin, it's aser. You have to do it with a. So from yidin, try to tell him to use a hetiska to do it in a way that's mutter. Otherwise it's us. This is the klal of the shach.
Some people, not others.
So what's the hesber? What's the hesber? Why where do we find such a thing? It's the sayaya is only by frumiyin. So the way that the Nedrut explains it, the sayaya is only aser if you're doing the avla to the person. Misayah is only aser in a case where a person really wouldn't be over an avera, and you are causing him to be over the avera. You're misayah. But if the person is over averas anyway, so that's rabbanan didn't ask the misayah. Now, our ritva, the halacha, we pass into shach. But our ritva doesn't seem to shtim so well, because who are we talking about in our Gemara? We're talking about a raya. The raya is like every day on Gezeila. We're talking about a raya, is pasul la'edus, and it could be shomer Shabbos. And it could be that he davens three times a day and he puts on tefillin. So I can't call him a mumer, b'chol ha'tara kula. But for this Aveira, he's a mumer. For this Aveira, he's a mumer. And yet, the Ritva says that there's a Nisa Misayaya. So, if you're going to say the Heter is always a mumer, l'chol ha'tara kula, so I don't know, the Ritva is not a steerer to it. But if Pshat is, the way that the Nebihuna learns, that he doesn't care about this Aveira, so there's no Nisa Misayaya, then our Ritva seems to argue with the Shah, seems to be like the Magen Avraham. That there's an issa misayaya even to a person that doesn't care about the Aveira. The Aveira doesn't matter to him. Still, the Ritva is saying that to a Raya, who's over this Aveira all the time, there's still an issa misayaya. That seems to be what comes out from this Ritva. Al Kaponim, the Ritva's Kiddush, that misayaya is also with the Rabbanon, everybody holds up. Where it applies is a Machlaikis. And this is the second chiddush of the Ritva. The third chiddush of Ritva is this third teretz. Again, you see Ritva, you don't know, is it la'alacha? It's not la'alacha. You can't paskin from one rishon. You don't know, is it dasi achid? Is it not a dasi achid? You have to see if the place can bring it. What's the klal of what's the third teretz of the Ritva? That there's only an issa misayaya if you're sure he's going to do the aveira, reasonably sure. Not only misayaya, but lifnei iver. There's only an issa lifnei iver if you're sure he's going to do the aveira. If you're not sure if he's going to do an aveira with it, there's no issa misayaya. Or it's another issa for wine. Possible he'll drink it. Maybe it's likely he'll drink it. But it's possible he'll do other things with it. In that case, the Ritva tells us there's no din of Misayeya. So this klal, not only no din Misayeya, no din Lifnei Iver. Till now we're talking about heter and Misayeya. This is a heter and Lifnei Iver. That if you're Misopik, if I'll do the Aveira, there's no din of Lifnei Iver. So this, I found this Ritva brought Lahalacha in the Binyan Siyan. Binyan Siyan is the Tshuva Sefer of Darchla there. The Binyan Siyan is a Chelek Aleph, Tshuva Tesvav. His Shaila there, a person gave a book or a Sefer to a printer. And the printer himself, the owner of the store, was a guy. But he had Jewish workers. And he may work with it on Shabbos. He may print it on Shabbos. I don't know if he's going to print it Shabbos, Sunday, Monday. I didn't tell him which day to print it. May print it any day. Is that Lifnei Iver? That's the Shabbos. Now, this shayla obviously could come up in a zillion cases, right? You give your car to a mechanic. If he has Yiddish workers, they may work on Shabbos. Or, for that matter, if you're a wholesaler, if you're selling merchandise to a company in the store, you sell it to Walmart. Walmart is open on Shabbos. Maybe a Yid is going to be selling it. Any time that you pass on something to someone else to do malacha with, is that mutter, is that lifnei iver, shalva deraisa? So the Ritva bring, the Archaner brings our Ritva, our third teretz of the Ritva. Grada brings it from Mesechtas Avodah Zarah Davav, where the Ritva brings our Gemara, Anan, Chiyusa L'raya Hechim Asrinan, Hoksiv lifnei iver L'sita Mechshon. And he says, the Ritva says this klal, that the only time we say lifnei iver is where it's a vadai, nothing in the world is a vadai, but it means it's, you give it to a raya, it's normal that he's going to do aveira with it dafka on Shabbos, or that a raya he's going to do a geneva with it. But if it's a safik, if there's any safik, then it's mutter. And the Archaner passes this way, and he says that in a case where it's a safik, there's no iser of lifnei iver. And then again, it's a big chiddush. Ramesha has a similar. He also passed as a chiddush, and a few tshuvas. One tshuva, he has a case where the yidden were in a bungalow colony. The owner of the bungalow colony was a fraya yid. And they asked Rav Moshe Shaila, they daven in the shul. The Bungalow colony has a shul. They daven the Kabbalah Shabbos. And the owner shuts the lights later that night. He wants to save electricity. So the owner, the fraya yid, comes and he shuts the lights. They asked Rav Moshe, they allowed to daven in the shul on Friday night. It's Lifnei Iver. But if they're not going to daven there, so the lights will be off from before Shabbos. I guess Shabbos day, it must be light anyway. So, are they allowed to daven there or not? So Ramesha answers. He says, if they always shut off the lights every single Friday night, it's taka asr. It's Lifnei Iver. But if it seems the case was that they don't do it every Friday night, I guess if they go out, they're pissed that they shut the lights. Some nights they don't go out, they go to sleep. So then they don't. So Ramesha writes, if it's a suffix, then by Sveikis, by Lifnei Iver, we're Meikle. That's Lifnei Iver, the Raisitik of Lifnei Iver, we're Meikle. And he says that it's Mutter. So Ramesha also holds of this cloud that by a suffix, Lifnei Iver, it doesn't have enough suffix to Raisitik of Lifnei Iver. A suffix of Lifnei Iver, that's not Lifnei Iver in Gansen. Lifnei Iver is, we are sure he's going to do an Avera with it. There are other tshuvas, I don't remember them. You remember any other tshuvas? The the Sri Day Aish was which case? It was a nice case, I don't remember. There were other cases where with the Rishayos of Lifnei Iver. And by Saikis, that it's Mutter, says again, it's a very good klal. I have a neighbor who makes belt buckles, plastic belt buckles. He's a plastic, he makes plastic anything. He makes belt buckles. He calls me up once on a Friday morning. He says he has a customer, an Israeli company that makes belts. And he ordered the buckles, and he told him, I must have it today, because I have to get a shipment out tomorrow on Shabbos. So he asked me, he's going to ship it to him today. It's Vaday, they're going to make the belts on Shabbos. Is he allowed to sell or send it to him? He said, let's neither. That was his shayla. So here, his question is, Messiah, he didn't know if he has other players. If he doesn't make it, will he go to someone else and get it made anyway? So I asked this person if he was ever in this guy's store, in this guy's plant. He said he was. So I asked him, who works there? Who actually puts together the belts? He said, not the owners. The owners sit in the office. They have the Spanish guys putting together the belts, or Mexicans. So I told him that it's mutter. I mean, he's l'maisa. The yid is not doing malacha with it. What's the yid's avera? The yid's avera is he's hiring workers to work. So let's say he doesn't get the belt buckles. It means the workers won't have any other work. Possible to have other work. The yid's avera is not putting on the belt buckle. That's the guy he's doing. The yid's avera is he's hiring workers to work. So they work 8 hours a day. If they don't do this, they'll do something else. The worst it is he's paying star for it. But if he doesn't do it this, he'll do it with something else. Could be it's a suffix. Does he have other work? I say, it's the favor is mutter. And an important heter in Lifnei Iver, this Ritva's heter, that by Sveikis, that it's mutter. So these are the three chidushim of the Ritva. Number one, that if you're doing two averes at one shot, mind-boggling. The first heter is hard to understand. The second heter is easy to understand, that there's no misayaya, that there's such a thing as an issa misayaya, which is an issa drabanan by Chadiv Denara. And the third nakuda is this last nakuda of Safik Lifnei Iver, that there's no iser by Sveikas Lifnei Iver. Moshe has more than one chuvah. He has many chuvahs. Others have chuvahs in which they're matir Sveikas of Lifnei Iver. Okay, this is the end of the sugya. I want just to use the remaining minutes to share with you one thing which I did not talk about on the Amud Aleph. It's agav to our sugya, but it's yisaid, again a big yisaid. I'm always looking for yisaidis, and I think it's something that we might have mentioned last year in Gittin. It's an agav dikei yisaid, but it's a ktsais. It has to do with one nekuda we mentioned by Tonei Chitim v'Hoydalai B'Sairim. We learned last week that if you're Tevei Achitim, you say you're somebody only Chitim, and he says, I owe you Sairim. So the Gemara says he's not a Maid of a Mitzvah. If I say Yom Yichitim, you say Yom Yisairim, he's not a Maid of a Mitzvah. The Taisis brought, not only are you Potter from Yeshua's Maid of a Mitzvah, but you're also Potter from paying Sairim. That you don't have to pay the Sairim. Why don't you have to pay the Sairim? Why not? He does not think of the Eid and Dami. So we said three Pshatim, Rashi, the Ramah, and the Rosh and the Rambam, why you put in Rashi's pshat? Tanei Chitim v'Hoydalai B'Sairim, why you put it from the Sairim? What was Rashi's pshat? Tanei Chitim v'Hoydalai B'Sairim, you put it because it was Michael the Sairim. It was Michael. If he took me to Bezdin and he said, he only mentioned Chitim, so we assume that it means he's Michael, the smaller amount he's Michael. And he's only being teveya the larger amount. It's a mechir. The ktsais in Simin Yud Beis, ktsais of Katan Aleph, he's done the following question. He's done If someone is meichel someone else, a mummy, and the mechila is a mechila belay, he doesn't tell him, but belibai he was meichel him. Belay he was meichel. Is that mechila a mechila? Let's say someone owes me money. I said, you know, let's say he didn't pay me. I said, oh, he must have forgotten about our meichel. I don't say it, I think it. Then he comes back a day later to pay me. Am I allowed to take the money? The halacha is mechila doesn't need a kinyan. That everyone agrees. If I tell you I'm meichel the money you owe me, mechila ain't tzrich a kinyan. That's the mechaber in some of your days. Mechila ain't tzrich a kinyan. If I'm meichel you, we don't need a kinyan. What about mechila b'leiv? If I'm meichel you without saying I'm meichel you, is that a mechila or not? So the marshal says that mechila b'leiv is a mechila. He says we find it in many places in Shas that if you meichel b'leiv, it's a mechila. I come into Bezna. I didn't say a word about the siren. I walk into Bezna. I say, Ruvay, you owe me $100 worth of siren. You're $100 worth of chitim. So we're understanding that in the words, in Bezdin, you owe me $100 worth of chitim, is implied that I'm meichel you on everything else. That's not a mechila b'peh. That's a mechila b'leiv. So the marshal, we see mechila b'leiv, have a mechila. And he brings many places in Shas, he brings a Mishnah in Ksubis. Mishnah in Ksubis says that if a woman becomes an almana and she has a right to manayin haksuba, and she goes 25 years without manayin haksuba, if the 25 years it's an assumed mechila. She goes 20 for 25 years, she didn't want to ask so good. It's assumed that she's meichel. So, the Rashal we see, mechila b'leiv is a mechila. She didn't say anything, she just wasn't teveya. So, you see, after 25 years, there's a mechila. Mechila b'leiv, have a mechila. Did we talk about this last year about mechila b'leiv? I don't remember where we would have had it. I remember now where I think we had it. I'll tell you in a minute. Anyway, this is the Marshal Sheet, the Mechila B'leiv Havi Mechila. The Ktsais disagrees. Ktsais says there's nothing B'chol HaTorah Kula Devarim Shebaleiv Einam Devarim. Devarim Shebaleiv, that's nothing. Devarim Shebaleiv Einam Devarim. Except by Kachin, it says Kol Nediv Leiv. If in your heart you decide to give something to Hegdish, that counts. Some say Tzedakah too is Nediv Leiv. But outside of Hegdish or Tzedakah, in between people and business, Leiv doesn't count. Leiv is nothing. Mechila B'Leiv is nothing. Even if you're Mechila B'Leiv, Mechila B'Leiv doesn't count. That's the Shitas HaKtzais. Sivis agrees with him. Mechila B'Leiv is not a Mechila. All the rayas, the Mashal has many rayas from Shas. So the Ktsais brings from the Marit, the Chumas Marit, that when we say Dvarim Shebaleiv are nothing, that's if something is totally in my heart. If I do a Maisa, there's something called Machshavta Nikar Mitoich Maisa. If I do a Maisa, from my Maisa, it's Nikar Machshava. That's not Dvarim Shebaleiv. If I do something, and from what I did, you could see I was Meichel. That's Machshavta Nikaris Mitoch Maisa. It's Nikar to other people. If it's Nikar, then Mechila B'Leiv is a Mechila. Somebody waits 25 years, they're not Teveya. So we're saying it's Nikar that the person is Meichel. They want Teveya 25 years. Mechila is Nikaris. Or Tana Chitin. We're saying that if you're Tevei Chitin, it's a mashmois that you're Meichel the Siren. The things that are small. If it's Mashavta and Yikeres Mitech Maisav, then the Ktsai says everyone holds Mechila Shebaleiv is Mechila. But if it's straight, Mechila Baleiv, then it's nothing. And that's the case of Mechila Belev, Eina Mechila. I think, I don't know, we had Dvarim Shebelev last year more than once in Gittin by the Shema, but I think one place we had it. By Bitlaget. A person is Mavatlaget without a Maisa. It does things that imply a Bitlaget. Could we had it there? I was thinking we had, I mentioned to you, the Ksais says also, by Magmiya Metzia Lechaveira, Kana Chaveira. We had the Chav Lachrini, I think we had last year in the beginning of the Sechta, that brother, we're going to have it again above Metzia. I might be a Metzia Lechaveira. If I pick up a Metzia, I don't need it. There's something in the street. I pick it up, I want to be kind of for my chaver. So I go in the street, I pick it up. So we have the question, if I could pick something up for someone else, if it's Chav Lachrini. We paskin, if you're walking in the street, you see a spare tire. It's a kind of, you don't have that type of car, but you know someone who does. So you pick it up for him, you kind it for him. I'm like, be a mitzilah chaveira, kana chaveira. So it's like shlichus, the chiyal adam, he's kind. So we had there, the tzais was the same issue. If, when I pick it up, I'm picking it up for someone else. I didn't say it. I just had in mind, I'm picking up a mitzilah for somebody else. And later I changed my mind. I said, you know, I'll already charge him $5 for it. Why do I have to give it to him for free? Right? You pick it up for your friend. And later you decide, do you want it for yourself? Or you want to charge him for it? So there was some again who said that if believed, you picked it up for him. You picked it up for him, he's kind of. The Tzais there said it's not true. Because the Varm Shebelev by Ben Adam and B'chaveray by Bominus has never count. If you pick it up, so you're kind of for yourself. If you want to give it to him, you give it to him. Could be we had it there, could be we had it on other days, could be we had it both, I don't know. But it's an important klal, an important rule to know, the rule of Mechila Belev. It comes up between people. Now, if you lend someone money, you feel, I'll never pay me, that may not be Mechila. Mechila means if you're Meichel. You know what? You'll remember if I spoke it out. From stories, you always remember. I had a Maisa last year, maybe 2 years ago. A Maisa Shahaya. You can't make these up. They have to happen. Remember the story already, anybody? What was the Maisa? Yeah, see? It's amazing from stories you remember. You know, there's a Gemara that says, you don't learn the Halach. Eino adam aymer advar Halach ha'elam kein nichshol bai. Gemara says you can learn Mishnah Berurah a zillion times, you're not going to remember it. If once you do it the wrong way and you check the Mishnah Berurah and you realize you did it the wrong way, the Gemara says then you'll remember it. There's some stories, you remember things. That's the way it is. There was a Maisa, somebody called me, he tells me he has a friend, they're friends since yeshiva, they grew up together, went to yeshiva together, and they both went into business, and he's Matzliach. The other one, he makes ends meet. They said that started when his friend had to buy a house. His friend called him, asked him to lend him $10,000, $20,000. He said, $20,000. So he says, friend told him right away, I don't know when I'll be able to pay him back. It has to be an open-ended loan. He lent it to him. And then his friend started making bar mitzvahs. He called him for a bar mitzvah for $10,000. Another bar mitzvah, he had a big family. Right? So he lent him a few times. Then he started making chasanis. So he said, by the time he got the chasnas already, he didn't pay him yet from the first loan. So he said he realized, there's no money, he's borrowing, and he's never going to pay me. And he said he was Michael him the money. He was Michael him the money, and every time he called him, he gave him money every time, B'lev Shalom. Finally, the fellow calls him, this is already, a whole lifetime, the story. The fellow calls him, he says, he's making another chasna, he needs another, whatever it is. And if he asks him for the money, he says, fine, no problem. So the person said, I said to him, I bet you think you'll never get paid. He said, yeah, I was thinking that. So he said, next year I'm going to be 59 and a half. I have an IRA. And when you're 59 and a half, you can take out your IRA. I'm taking out my IRA. When I'm 59 and a half, I'm paying you back every penny. That's what he told me. So the person now calls me up. He asked me if he's allowed to take the money. Is he allowed to take the money? He was Michael. It was Michael. So what's the din? Mechila Belev. So Machlaikis, Mechila Belev. Tzais Nesivis, both say Mechila Belev is nothing. I think I asked him if he told his wife. He said, "You kidding?" He didn't tell anybody. He told me I was Michael, but the time he said I was Michael, he told me I was Michael Belev. It doesn't count.
He told the guy on the phone that he's
lagging,
even though
he's completely revealed,
so he doesn't
plan
to get anything back.
He said, "I'm lending." He didn't say I'm Michael.
Yes, he said, "My gosh, what he told me, that's not getting paid back."
No, the person says, "I think I'll never get paid." That's not the Sheila. If you want some more money, and you find out he went bankrupt, or he ran away, he owes everyone money, and you're miyayish, that's not the Sheila. If you're miyayish from someone paying you back, if he pays you back, it's different than Mechila.
He kept on giving money.
So what I told him then, Mechila Belev is not Mechila. He can take the money. But what we spoke about then was all the money he gave after he was Michael. Let's say the first five loans were loans, and then he was Michael. So that's totally in the Tzais Nesivis and Mashal. But afterwards, when he asked him for money afterwards, and now he originally gave it to him, not Al Das, it's a loan, that's already not so poshut. More complicated, totally in the Nesivis also. If that could be, he's not take back. Tom, he's not take it back. Whatever he gave him originally, Adas and Atana, he can't take that. At least it's Machazik the story. You'll remember the story better. I hope you have to not remember the story. You have to remember it twice.